USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Centers for Disease Control is asking Americans not to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. The CDC said the reasoning for the new guideline was the 1 million new cases of coronavirus in the last week. The agency says the safest way to celebrate the holidays is with the people in your household until a vaccine is widely available. The White House Coronavirus Task Force is also asking people to follow public health measures until those vaccines are available. Vice President Mike Pence said that the administration is well-equipped for the fight against the virus.
With PPE and medical supplies and equipment that are available to the American people, with the medicines and the therapeutics, and very soon the vaccines that are available, America has never been more prepared to combat this virus than we are today.
At that press conference, Dr. Anthony Fauci also expressed the importance of continuing to wear a mask, washing your hands, and socially distancing. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Elections officials in Georgia have released the results of their hand recount of ballots in the presidential election. The numbers released Thursday have former Vice President Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by about 13,000 votes. At a press conference Thursday, Trump campaign attorney Rudy Giuliani said a new lawsuit will be filed Friday in Georgia over the signature verification process for absentee ballots.
So, for example, the recount being done in Georgia will tell us nothing because these fraudulent ballots will just be counted again because they wouldn't supply the signatures to match the ballots. So it means nothing.
Georgia is legally required to certify the results of its election by Friday. And as one recount is completed, another will soon begin. Elections officials in Wisconsin have ordered a recount of two of the state's largest counties. The recount of more than 800,000 votes in Milwaukee and Dane counties will begin on Friday. Those counties have until December 1st to complete the job. Former Vice President Joe Biden is currently up about 20,000 votes in that state. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Peanuts Holiday Specials will be on television this year after all. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Fans of the Peanuts holiday specials, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and a Charlie Brown Christmas can turn their frowns upside down as PBS struck a deal with Apple to bring the programs back to traditional television for special airings. Apple TV Plus acquired the exclusive rights to the entire library of Charles Schulz's animated specials, and for the first time since 1965, there would be no more scenes of Snoopy dancing on regular TV. After an online petition garnered 260,000 signatures and people took to social media to bash Apple TV and Apple Plus, the show is now back on local TV. So mark your calendars. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and a Charlie Brown Christmas will air ad-free on PBS and PBS Kids on November 22nd and December 13th at 7:30 local time. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Coronavirus outbreaks continue to affect college football with more of this weekend's games canceled or postponed. The game between Maryland and Michigan State was canceled Thursday after the Terps head coach Mike Locksley tested positive. It's the second straight week Maryland has had their game canceled. Number 22 Texas and Kansas has been postponed, just the second Big 12 conference game to be rescheduled because of an outbreak. The American Athletic Conference and the Mountain West Conference each had two conference matchups postponed as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.